手に合った相手にも言えないわけですよね。
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نوية الأربعين نوية الاعتكاف نوية الخلوة نوية العزلة نوية الرياضة نوية السلوك بالله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد for every meeting every time we sit we meet then we separate. After every meeting, there is separation. After every separation, you don't know if there will be another meeting or not. Meeting can be 5 minutes, then there is a separation. Can be meeting 10 minutes, then there is separation. Can be 1 year, then there is separation. Can be 10 years, then there is separation. Can be 50 years or 70 years. Means your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you to this life to meet your amal that you are going to achieve. As soon as that amal ends, your life ends. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written to you to end, your life means there is no more meaning of you staying. And that's why the importance for us coming to dunya is how much we are going to achieve of amal by following Allah's order through His Messenger. When that end, what Allah has assigned you with a job end, means you are going to leave that job. You are fired, like what you say today in technical world. You have a job and then they lay you off. What happened? Finish. So laying you off is when your ajal, when your amal finish, there is no more work for you in dunya, Allah takes back that soul that gave to you. Through it, you will be able to live with this body. To achieve the amal that Allah gave to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to give you a vehicle in order that you can do what is assigned to you in this planet. And we have explained it many times that why Earth, from all other planets, is made in a way that people can live on it. You have water, you have life, you have wind, you have breathe, you have every kind of element that make life possible. Why not the moon? Why not the Venus? Why not the sun? And it's Allah's wisdom that wanted this earth to be the vehicle, the space shuttle, like space shuttle in this universe, that can accommodate human being to live. And this is because when Adam alayhi salam, Allah ordered him to send him, descend him from heavens, when Iblis whispered to him, Allah sent him. Where he sent him? He sent him what we call today planet Earth. If he sent it to Mars, Mars would be planet Earth. He sent it to that. So as soon as he touched, this whole dunya became able to be in life. There is, can be livable. Livable? And why? As we explained sometime in Surah Shams. Either Shams or Infitan. When you have a tree, wild tree, and you want fruit, what you do? Grafting? You do grafting. So what will happen? When you graft a wild tree, he is expert in agriculture. Yeah. When you graft a tree with a fruitful tree, isn't this what they do? The wild tree become?
The graft grows into a fruitful
tree. Fruitful tree. Turn from wild one to a fruitful tree. So if planet Earth was wild, like Mars, so when Adam alayhi salam put his feet on earth, his feet was touching paradise. So that what has been traced on his feet, traces of paradise, when touched earth, the whole earth changed into a living planet. And was able to, because paradise, look at the whole universe. There is nowhere in the universe, there is rivers, there is mountains, there is snow, there is wilderness, there is desert. Nothing, it's like, except like, this earth is like paradise. If there was no sin and there is no bad things, it's like paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what He wants to give to the mu'mins and Muslim paradises, full of trees, full of mountains, full of rivers, full of different kind of fruits, full of everything that you might you desire for, you feel desire for. Allah said you will find in paradise. Even He said you will find rivers of wine. Isn't that? So, that was only in paradise. That, if look at the universe, there is no such things. Why on earth? It is a grafting from a paradise that came traces of that on the foot of Adam alayhi salam, graft the whole world, the whole earth planet earth. And was, we were able to live on here in. So that living time Allah gave to us in that environment here is how long you are going to achieve of good amal or bad amal, it's up to you. When this time frame for doing that is finished, then you don't need to stay. They will tell you, come. Allah calls you. That's why He said, يَنْقَطِعُ عَمَلُ ابْنُ آدَمُ. The amal of Bani Adam will be cut, except, He said, except from three. But He said, it will be cut. We are not, except from three, and most of you know Sadaka ton jariya, sadaka, flowing sadaka, donation. Ilmun yuntafa'u bih, knowledge that people will can benefit. And waladun salihun yad'ula, and a pious child that will pray for him. So means the amal is going to cut, to stop, disconnect. Why? He mentions the amal going to disconnect. When amal disconnect, what will happen? You're done. So Allah gave you that soul as a trust. It's like you want a loan. You go to your friend, can you loan me this? Can you lend me this? He said, yeah, you return it to me as I gave it to you. You take and you return. You agree on how long you are going to take. It is a trust. Allah trusted you. He said, okay, you how much you want? I'm going to give you 70 years. I am trusting you with that soul with 70 years. Let me see how you are going to do in 70 years. The other one, 20 years. The other one, 100 years. The other one, sleeping. The other one, not sleeping. The other one, waiting for Maghrib. So, I'm giving you that time frame, 70, 60, 80, 90, 100, 10, 5. When that's finished, you go. That is a separation. Separation from your achievement. You will go to another Ahlul Barzakh. The life of Barzakh. Between Dunya and Akhirah. That time frame also. That will be in a different style, in a different way. You will be living. And Prophet ﷺ described part of it. Either your grave will be hufratun min hufar al-niran, it will be a ditch from hellfire, it will be all fire inside, or rawdatun min riyad al-jannah, or is a piece of paradise. Depend is that soul that Allah gave to us, you kept it clean, then they will send you to a clean area. Don't think that when they put you down, that's what you are seeing, that is your place. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely changed. Like when you look at in the desert or you are driving, you see this mirage on the street, you think there is water. And there is no water. For you, the one who is seeing water. That's because we are in dunya. Allah doesn't show us reality with fake eyes that cannot see. You need a good sight, a strong power that Allah give you, vision that you can see, then you will be able to know if this is a mirage or not. For normal people, they say mirage. For those people, do they have eyes? They can see if it is a mirage or not a mirage, or there is water, there is no water. In grave, you think it is dirt and grave. In reality, if Allah wants to change it to paradise, He will change it. If Allah wants to change it to a fire, He will change it. It depends how you have carried that trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And all of us, what we can say, all of us, we are falling into that ditch of shaitan, running after shaitan, not running after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, because of the bad desires that our ego is pulling us. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always he was saying to Sahaba after their jihad to spread the message of Islam and to defend themselves, he said, we are returning from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad, jihadun nafs. If we are not going to be fighting our egos, the bad desires, then never going to reach a successful moment. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith that you mentioned today, that he was sitting with Sahaba and then he was laughing suddenly. And Sayyidina Umar asked him, Ya Rasulullah, can you tell us why you are laughing? And he explained, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing me two people coming and Allah is accounting them, checking what they have done. One oppressed, one being oppressed, one oppressor, one oppressed. And at the end, whatever, we are not going to go into the hadith now, which where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling the oppressor, taking from his hasanat to give to the oppressed until there is nothing left. And still the oppressed wants to take more because it is not enough for his due. What is due? And there is nothing left except no hasanat. He said, okay, I give back now from my sin to him. And what is left? There is nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there was nothing left to give or to take, and still he said, raise your head. Look. He looked and see all these cities from silver and palaces from gold, decorated, ornamented it all with pearl. He said, Ya Rabbi, is this to a prophet? Or to a martyr, or to a siddiq, or a shaheed? He said, no. This to whom has the price for it? He said, what is the price? He said, Allah said, you have the price for it. He doesn't have anything. Allah said, no, you have the price. If you forgive your brother, you will own all this and take him with you to your paradise. What is now, why we are in all these problems today? Because we are not trying to forgive and bring people together. But instead what we are doing? Fighting. We are fighting for what? For dunya. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Ghazwat Uhud and the unbelievers were fighting, and the Muslims were defending themselves, Prophet, his teeth were broken and blood was coming. And Allah said, Ya Jibreel, with the quickest, fastest way you can, hold that blood. And Jibreel said, I never been ordered such an order that I have to move so quick that I have to hold that blood of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from falling to the ground. If that blood would have fallen on the ground, the whole world will turn into droughts. There will be nothing will be living. That's our evidence of Sayyidina Adam. When he came, earth means was before dry, nothing on it. When Adam came, putting his feet with the traces of paradise, grafted the whole world into a paradise. Because if that blood of Prophet ﷺ would drop, all this earth, no water, no living, nothing will be left. Everything will go. People will die from no more from thirst, no more life on earth. Will be like Mars. I'm not exaggerating, but that's the love of Allah to His Prophet ﷺ. And Allah said in Holy Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. I'm not asking, he's telling to Prophet, and Prophet telling us, I'm not asking anything in return for my message to you, except to مَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ, to take care and love of my family. When Sayyidina al-Hassan and al-Hussein came one time, he used to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to put them on his back and move on the play with them. And Prophet said that they are going to be killed. Fighting for what? People are fighting for what? For dunya. They killed the children, the grandchildren of Prophet ﷺ for what? They killed Sayyidina Hussein for what? For the kingdom leadership. His blood was circulating, was dripping in the streets of Iraq today. Baghdad, when they killed him in Karbala. You are not speaking as Shia, no? You are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. With all respect to Shia, with their belief, Alhamdulillah, we are believing in the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. His blood is being dripping. You think where that blood that came from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra and through Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajha, and both of them from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ali from his line of uncles, that blood dripping there, you think there will be any khair there? That's why fitan coming from there. That's why people throughout history, you find one of the problematic areas is that area. We are not speaking about any certain government or leadership. No, but his blood was being spilled there. And Allah doesn't like that. For Sayyidina Muhammad, he said to Jibreel, take it away. Because that's his prophet. For the grandchildren of Prophet, it dripped there, it spilled there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming a problem all the years and history for the people who are going and living from time to time. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سوف تضيء نار في أرض الحجاز يشرب لها أعناق الإبل في البصر. There will be a huge fire in the land of, and Prophet was showing toward the east, from the land of Hijaz, which is toward the east, is the area of the Gulf and the area of Basra and so on, that the head of camels going to see and run from it, from the fire that's coming there. So we go back and say, we have to fix ourselves. Because if we don't fix ourselves, everything that's creating problems today between ourselves is hubbud dunya, for the love of dunya. The husband and the wife, for what they fight? For dunya. Children and their fathers, why they fight? For dunya. Brothers and brothers, they fight for dunya. Sisters and sisters, they fight for dunya. Brothers in Islam, they fight for dunya. Everyone fight for what? Why they fight? If it is for akhirah, you will not see anyone fighting. Do you see anyone fighting for akhirah, telling you, no, I want to be first be in akhirah before you?
No.
They don't care. They are caring only for dunya. You take this, I take this. Allah tested Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam when he sent him to dunya. Jibril came, he hid himself by order of Allah, and he said, oh, you are here? He said, yeah, you are here? Adam saying, you are here? And Jibril saying to him, are you here also? Oh, we are two. He said, no, we are three. Me and my wife and you. We are three. We have to divide the earth. So, from beginning, is a division. Sayyidina Habib, why he was being killed by Qabil? For dunya. Sayyidina Habil was generous, giving from his best sheep sacrifice for Allah. The other one, the ugliest, he was giving. And he got upset, he fight with his brother. All for dunya. So our problem is the fight for dunya. When we throw hubb dunya from our heart, the love of dunya from the heart, you can have lot of money, it's no problem, you can have lot of things, but it must not be an issue that holds you back from your Islamic activities and Islamic worshipness and Islamic obligations. We are elderly people, younger people, very young people, we have to teach our children and teach ourselves that our what we have to look forward is, Ya Rabbi, is you. Our love has to be for you, our love has to be to Prophet, our love has to be for Islam. If we achieve that, we will achieve everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the way that Allah wanted from us, to the love of our Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Hamdan, to the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and to follow the footsteps of Prophets and Awliya Allah, Hurmatul Habib, Hurmatul Fatiha.